Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Bethany Dingra shares what God has been doing in her life. In today's Mass readings, we get to hear a short reflection from the book of Hebrews. This particular reading, Hebrews 4:14 through 16, has a tendency to make me stop in my tracks whenever I hear it. I'll read through it out loud, and then I will share with you the ways in which it's impacting me today. Hebrews 4:14 through 16. Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. This reading always reminds me that yes, Jesus really does get it. And that's a reminder that I need quite often. His understanding of my experience is completely unmatched. God is omnipotent, he's all-knowing, and so it makes sense that he would understand me and the things that I'm going through. But what this reading reminds us of takes that one step further. We are reminded that not only is Jesus fully God, but he is fully human as well. He is our high priest who chose to pass through the heavens and to come to earth as one of us. He took on every bit of our frailty and weakness. He experienced the full range of our human emotions, from sadness and anger to peace and joy. He was tested as we were, and although he did not sin himself, he still experienced the deep brokenness and hurt of our sinful world. Our Savior and High Priest, the one who makes reparation for our sin and reconciles us to God, truly can sympathize with us. He knows us intimately, and in his own humanity, he just gets it. I'm frequently tempted by the thought that I can't be completely honest in my prayer, and I don't think I'm alone in that. I easily find myself believing that the Lord would be scandalized if I opened up and let him truly see just how messy my heart is. If I really conveyed to him just how easily I fall into sin, how broken I still feel from past hurts, how fearful I am of the unknown, what would happen then? If I were to be totally honest and hold nothing back, would it be too much for Jesus to handle? Would it overwhelm him and make him distance himself from me? Would he reconsider his love for me? Or is it actually something that I myself feel that I can't handle, rather than God not being able to handle it? Am I overwhelmed by the thought of being truly known in both the good and the bad by God? Am I fearful of the intimacy that would allow in my relationship with him? These are questions that I'm not usually consciously thinking about, but the way I approach these questions and my willingness to let the Lord speak into them has the potential to profoundly impact my prayer life and my relationship with God. When I'm facing these questions and the temptation to hide from God in prayer, the invitation at the end of this reading is so helpful for me. We are told, "Let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help." It just amazes me that even in my sinfulness and weakness, I am still encouraged to confidently approach the throne of my King. The only reason it's possible for us to be confident as we come to Jesus is not because of anything that we have done or made or accomplished on our own, but because of what he has done for us. Our confidence comes only from the fact that Christ has chosen to take on our flesh through the incarnation, has suffered the crucifixion for us, and has redeemed us through his death and resurrection. His saving action for us is both the source of the grace that we seek when we come to him and the reason that we can approach him with a humble confidence. When I pray with this passage, I like to take some time to think about how I've been approaching the Lord lately and what words would accurately describe it. Words such as reluctantly, timidly, doubtfully, ashamedly, or arrogantly sometimes come to my mind. I may replace the word confident in the verse with one of the words that come to my mind, such as, let us reluctantly approach the throne of grace, or let us arrogantly approach the throne of grace. Hearing those words within the verse helps to call out the lies I've been believing about myself, about Jesus, and about my relationship with him. Using those specific words to describe how I've been coming to Jesus allows me to pray about what has been leading me to approach him like that. And from there, I'm able to relate it all to the Lord and to ask for the grace of renewed confidence and fervor in my relationship with him. So today, I invite you to pray with me for an increase in humble confidence as we approach Christ, our High Priest and Savior, in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we praise you as our Redeemer and our King. Thank you for your mercy and for the salvation you have won for us. We thank you for the reminder of how you desire for us to come to you confidently. Jesus, we ask that you take away any fear and any pride that holds us back from coming to you with humble confidence. Lord, we trust in your love for us and that you will help us in our every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username Kofome. That's Kofome. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.